Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guest today is Daphne Holmes from Cameron Art Museum. There's a wonderful three-day event going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the closing exhibition weekend three-day party for the wonderful costumes that Alonzo V. Wilson created for the HBO series Tremé. The whole weekend is called Celebrate New Orleans, and Daphne Holmes is here to share information with us about that event. Hi, Daphne.
How are you, Jamila?
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Sure.
First of all, let's talk about the exhibition. It's been running now for several months. Mm-hmm. Talk about Alonzo V. Wilson and about Tremé, and then we'll get into the costumes.
Sure. Well, Alonzo is a Wilmington native who got into the film industry, and though that was not his original intention, and through a series of meeting the right people, encouraging people, ended up as a costume designer. He's worked on The Wire, among other things. And Tremé is an HBO series that the fourth and final season will start up in December. And it's focusing on the neighborhood of Tremé in New Orleans. It starts off before Katrina, then takes you through Katrina, and of course, recovery from Katrina. So a variety of characters, and one of the important groups that you see are the Black Mardi Gras Indians, which is people who develop their own, what they call gangs and crews with their own names and so forth, not as part of the mainstream Mardi Gras, but their own Mardi Gras celebrations. So you don't see them along the more traditional paths that most tourists are visiting, who are visiting New Orleans, would see them during that time frame. But they do come out, they mass, they dance. They have, of course, their own meetings where they are rehearsing and performing for each other and with each other and challenging each other. And most importantly, each group, it's men who are sewing and making these incredible costumes and want to be the prettiest. So it's very counterintuitive to what we think of as men in general, and African-American men in particular. But it's an incredible craft. Alonzo, when he came on to do the show, had the opportunity to really forge some great relationships with the Mardi Gras Indians. Many of them do appear throughout the series, as do many of the New Orleans musicians appear as themselves or characters throughout the series, along with the actors. And it was a great exchange. He said, not only did he see the way they make what they call their suits, they're not called costumes really for them, but suits, but he was able to show them, and they, you know, took from his teachings and watching his costumers work things that would strengthen what they're doing when they're making their suits, because their suits are not meant to be worn year after year. Basically, it's a one-shot deal.
Wow.
You come out and you cannot possibly wear that same suit again next year. So every year they're in the process of making a new suit. I believe you can pass down your patches and so forth to family members or whomever who might be starting to mass, but you never wear the same suit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Never, 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 never.
Oh, my goodness. And the patches are like heavily embroidered or beaded?
Mm-hmm. They can be embroidered. They can be beaded. It depends on which crew you're with. Everyone has their own particular style so that you know which group it is that you're looking at, Guardians of the Flame or whomever, and different parts of the city and so forth. So as with any culture, there's within that main culture subcultures as to how each group does things. But the main thing is that the show really cast a spotlight on this group of people that probably most of us had never really heard of, with their beginnings starting with the days of slavery and the escaped slaves, some of them finding a home with the Indian tribes that were in Louisiana and around New Orleans at that time. So it's kind of a secret society in its own way. And the
yes.
show cast a very bright light on it, and in a very respectful and honest way that I think has been great for all concerned, probably.
It's wonderful that the local crews let Alonzo in and shared their traditions and their history with him and let him witness them making their suits.
Mm-hmm.
And then he learned how they do it. And then, as you said, shared his techniques, which could also help them.
Exactly.
A beautiful collaboration. And I know that the suits are very elaborate. elaborate, and the badges, is that what we call them? The
patches.
The patches. Mm-hmm. The patches are quite elaborate. Many of them tell a story. They have all kinds of symbology on them. So this exhibit, if you have not yet seen it, you need to get over to the Cameron Art Museum. And especially I recommend this weekend. This is the closing weekend for this exhibit. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Daphne Holmes from Cameron Art Museum. We're talking about Celebrate New Orleans at the Cameron Art Museum this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The closing exhibition of, what is the name of the exhibition?
The actual name of the exhibition is Well Suited,
Well-Suited.
The Costumes of Alonzo V. Wilson for HBO's Treme.
Great. Now, there is so much going on. Let's kind of walk through what's happening. First of all, this Friday from 7-11 in the evening, there is a special
big
Celebrate
party.
New Orleans big party.
Yes, big party. We'll bring in Doreen's Jazz New Orleans Band from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Those who do watch Treme have caught a glimpse of Doreen from time to time throughout the season. So she's bringing in a four-piece band, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, who actually was born in North Carolina, but she made her career in New Orleans, left New Orleans after Katrina and moved back to North Carolina. So she will be bringing her particular brand of blues and jazz to the festivities on Friday night as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and New Orleans-inspired food and specialty drinks and so forth. So it's a Mardi Gras-style party. There'll be mass and beads and so forth, and people can dress up or not as the spirit moves them.
Oh, so they can wear a mask or any kind of a costume they want,
or
but they don't have to.
They don't have to. They can borrow a mask once they get there. We'll also have some masks that they can purchase just by donation.
Great.
So it just depends on how far into it you care to go.
Okay. So that's the Friday night party from 7 to 11. The tickets for that are $100. Mm-hmm. You can purchase your tickets by going to the website CameronArtMuseum.com. Is that the easiest way to do it?
That's the easiest way to
Great.
Do it. Or you can also call, of course.
Okay. What's the phone number?
The phone number is 910-395-5999.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the celebration continues over the weekend. What happens on Saturday?
On Saturday, as I said, season four, the last season for Treme, begins in December, but we are premiering the first episode
Ooh.
Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. And then we'll have a panel discussion that will include Nina Noble, who's the executive producer, Alonzo, of course, Clark Peters, who's one of the main characters as the big chief for Guardians of the Flame on the show, Karen Livers, who's been enormously helpful to us with getting music and other folks here, not just for this weekend, but other things that we've done and has appeared on the show and is a crew member. So discussion, and then following that, Doreen's band comes back on for one last party.
Oh, that's great. So that's happening
on
Saturday.
Saturday.
What are the hours for that?
That will start at 5, and, you know, depending on how long the questions and so forth will depend on how long the panel discussion goes and then the music right after that. So let's just say approximately probably 5 to 8, 8:30, and that's a $50 ticket for Saturday.
Great. And then it wraps up on Sunday.
On Sunday, yes.
Celebrate New Orleans Sunday events are what?
A wonderful New Orleans-themed brunch at the
Ooh.
Cafe.
I want beignets and
yes.
I want coffee with chicory in it.
HBO actually has, over the summer, put out a cookbook tied to the Treme series, and we had done a special event around that in the summer. So the foods and things that people will be eating through the weekend, some of them will be from that cookbook. So that will be a big part of the brunch. But for those who may not have a taste for New Orleans food, the cafe will also have other offerings. So it's really just a regular, in the sense of you just order what you want off the menu, and you can either go for New Orleans a lot or a little, whatever makes you happy. And then at 3 o'clock, Alonzo will lead the final tour of his exhibit himself, which he has done over the months that the show has been up. So if you're a CAM member, then that's free to you. And if not, then it's whatever the regular admission is, depending on your age and so forth.
What time is that on Sunday?
That's at 3 o'clock on Sunday with Alonzo. So
good.
He's, of course, the best person to hear about the exhibit from.
So you can do the whole weekend or part of the weekend,
exactly.
Whatever appeals to you.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne, what part are you most looking forward to? What gets you excited about this weekend?
Well, I love the idea of the music. These are folks that would not ordinarily be in Wilmington, so it's a great opportunity to hear some musicians that either you haven't heard of before, or if you watch the show, you heard little snippets of Doreen's music, perhaps. So it's a great way to hear some new music for the community. Then, you know, hopefully if you haven't been to New Orleans, it might inspire you to go, or at least to follow these particular musicians. Very similar to when we did the opening with Leon Kid Chocolate Brown, who does all of the trumpet work of the Big Chief's son on the show. Fabulous party. You know, maybe a lot of people didn't initially know who he was, but by the end of the evening, they definitely knew who Leon Kid Chocolate Brown was.
That's
so
great.
I pretty much envisioned the same happening with Doreen and Pat. And it was just happenstance that it should be two female-led groups that will close out the weekend.
Sounds good to me. Celebrate New Orleans weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Cameron Art Museum. So if you want to hear this information again or look at it, you can go to CameronArtMuseum.com. You can also get your tickets there for any or all of the celebration.
Absolutely.
Daphne Holmes, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to see you.
This is WHQR.